Normal Mayor Chris Kuss sends a strongly worded letter to Bloomington City leaders saying one of the Normal Town Council members has gone rogue.
This was a personal conversation that got blown up.
That's Town Council member Stan Nord. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
Wednesday, July 17th, coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Normal Town Council member Stan Nord ruffling feathers over a meeting with Bloomington's fire chief and a business contact. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
According to a letter obtained by WGLT, Nord met with Brian Moore and suggested cutting the number of firefighters by 25% and merging the Bloomington and Normal departments. Mayor Chris Kuss confirms he wrote the letter to Bloomington's mayor and city manager Tim Gleason. Kuss disavows Nord's action.
This situation I'm frustrated with because it's somebody working as a lone wolf, if you will, without input from their fellow council members.
Kuss says many questions have to be researched before such a merger can even be discussed. Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington says it's important that many stakeholders be involved.
There are real problems when just one of them goes rogue and perhaps attempts to negotiate something without talking to others.
Stan Nord says he wanted to hear the other side in the discussion about fire protection on the east side. Nord says he did nothing wrong in having a conversation about public safety.
I knew the Bloomington fire chief from my youth. We showed animals together at the county fair, went to high school together, so this was a personal conversation that got blown up.
Mayor Kuss rejects Nord's solo approach.
A proper way to do this would have been to ask for a work session to study this, or doing studies of other communities that may or may not have done this with any success.
Nord says he rejects the notion he should not ask questions about public issues. Kuss also criticized Nord in the letter for an apparent attempt to recruit a Bloomington business to the second floor of Uptown One in Normal. He wrote that flies in the face of a mutual agreement with Bloomington not to recruit such relocations across borders. Nord says he did not engage in poaching.
A business did contact me, but it was after they looked at other properties in Normal with their realtor. They asked if I could put them in touch with the appropriate person in Normal they could speak with about a space. After I received that request, I immediately forwarded on to Normal city manager and carbon copied the mayor and council, and later notified the EDC.
The town of Normal engineering, planning, and inspection staff currently occupies the second floor of Uptown One. Nord declined to say which location the business was interested in, but he also said he hopes the publicity now surrounding the issue does not hurt this real opportunity for the taxpayers of Normal to save a huge amount of money, unquote. Some opponents of the Uptown One project have in the past criticized the amount of rent the town is paying for that space. The town has affirmed in the past the rent is not out of scale for comparable office space elsewhere in the community. Kuss says the town has no plans to move those offices. Nord says the mayor is creating a lot of unnecessary rumor and should have just asked him about it. Kuss says a lot of people already knew about the meeting with the Bloomington fire chief and the business overture, and to prevent further rumor, he wanted to let Bloomington leaders know the town's official position on those issues. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington Normal's two congressmen, Darren LaHood and Rodney Davis, stopped short of a full rebuke of President Trump's racist tweets about four members of Congress, criticizing the language he used, but also suggesting both sides were to blame for nasty rhetoric. People in Downs, Hayworth, and Leroy now have a new representative on the McLean County Board. Republican William Friedrich was appointed last night to serve out the rest of Scott Murphy's term in District 2. It runs through 2020. And operating losses at the city-owned Grossinger Motors Arena were not as bad as expected for the fiscal year that ended April 30th. The arena lost $270,000 in the 2019 fiscal year. It's well below the $500,000 loss the city expected. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine Sound Ideas comes your way later today at noon and 6 p.m. Jackie McCormick is a name Redbird basketball fans remember. She hit the game-winning shot that clinched ISU's bid to the NCAA tournament in 2005. McCormick has come a long way from her Redbird days. She's now a victim assistant coordinator for the Tulalip Tribe Prosecutor's Office in Washington State, north of Seattle. WGLT's Eric Stock talked with McCormick about her days as a Redbird and her youth basketball program, Rise Above.
Rise Above was founded in 2015. And the reason why it was founded is I've always had the dream to give back to kids in any way that I could. I knew that I was paving a way for kids when I stepped foot on Illinois State campus. And I always told myself that I would give back in whatever capacity I could. So I teamed up with a pretty amazing business partner and figured out how to combine sports with prevention and education. And that's how Rise Above was born.
And there is a movie in production now based on your life called Rise Above. We understand it's scheduled to be released in 2021. Basketball Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins is executive producer for the project. And I understand there are some other big names involved in this. Feel free to name drop. How did this come to be?
You know, it's been a pretty serendipitous thing. And Dennis Lee, who is a movie writer that lives in Los Angeles, actually approached my business partner and I and had said that he'd always wanted to do a movie about res ball. Well, when we had some dialogue going back and forth, he was interested in doing a film about my life story and asked if I would be open to that idea. And initially, as you may think, it was overwhelming. But I eventually said yes, because I think the struggles that I went through as a kid and growing up and leaving my reservation and going off to school and all of the things I had to overcome, if that can help even one kid, I'm all for it, because I'm about youth, because they're our future.
Hear more of this interview with former ISU basketball star Jackie McCormick later today at noon and 6 p.m. on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Zoning Board of Appeals meets today at 4 p.m. at City Hall. On the agenda is a special use permit request from Tesla, which wants to open its first downstate service and sales center in Bloomington. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.